I've been with the Turnpike Authority 30 years next month, and I've seen them all. All your politicians, they come through here all the time. Your Governor Dukakis, your Tip O'Neills, your ex-Governor King. Now, Eddie King, God love that man, even if he was a Democrat. He acted like a Republican, and that's what counts. And a good-looking man he is. Nice false teeth, too. Those suckers never slip, no, sir.
Thank you. It's a scorch out there today. Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. It's 91.5 FM. And this is What a Wonderful World, hosted by Ella, who again has run up from her humble abode a couple streets down. And very exciting. Truly, the scorcher is here and rocking it. But hopefully, wherever you are is either scorching, but you have some shade or some air conditioning or a fan, or maybe it's cold where you are, that'd be good. Some spring weather, perhaps. But wherever you are, hopefully you're having a great day, and hopefully you're feeling good, because we got some rockin' songs for you today. Lots of excitement coming your way, and that starts right now with a live duet I found that we just need to play, because it's epic. And it starts epically, so really we just gotta get into it. With Ella Fitzgerald just being hysterical. And it's gonna be her and Tom Jones doing Sunny, rockin' song. I smiled so much when I listened to it. So we're gonna listen to it right now. And when we come back, more rockin' songs. If you have any requests, head on over to WMFO.org to the DJ chat, where I'll be posting a fun GIF. If you have any requests, that's where I'll be. And until then, get excited, because it's Tom Jones and Ella Fitzgerald right now with Sunny.
Is tempo all right for you?
For rocking or singing?
Both.
Oh, let's find out.
All right. Because you get to be all in all. Now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny, 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 won't you do, I love you.
Hey. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Yeah, Sunny, I want to thank you for the facts from A to T. Hey, my life was torn like a windblown sand. Little Rock was born when we held hands. Sunny was so true. I love you. Hey.
I said, Sunny. You were my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, 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 once or two, I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Oh, baby, I love you.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, I love you. Sunny, once or two,
sunny.
It is Sunny by Ella Fitzgerald and Tom Jones, rocking out right there. And rocking out is what's going to happen as we continue here on What a Wonderful World, the show that you're listening to right now. hosted by me. Hello! And you are listening to 91.5 FM, where we are having a lot of rockin' tunes today, including some more rollover from our last week when we did a sky theme. So if you have any sky songs, send them on over. And as well, we're doing just more songs that are fun to listen to. So get excited for that. We are going to keep it rolling on this beautiful day. And I'd say let's just keep it rolling. So we are going to go with two In the Sky songs that I was almost going to play last time. Didn't make the cut for time reasons, but we're going to do them right now. And then continuing on with a request we had last week that I didn't even get to. And then, right after that, some more rockin' tunes. But first, it's gonna be a Journey song for the sky theme. It is Wheel in the Sky.
Tomorrow, wheel in the sky.
That is Norman Greenbaum's, what I'm gonna say, doing Spirit in the Sky. Kind of forgot how repetitive that song was, but hopefully just you felt your groove on, because that's what Norman was entering. And that was just Billboard top rock and roll hits since the 1970s, so crazy made it on there. Pretty exciting. And right before that, we heard another In the Sky song, and that was Wheel in the Sky by Journey, another rockin' one. And another Greatest Hits album, but this time, instead of a whole decade's Greatest Hits, just Journey's Greatest Hits. And we are going to keep it rolling, because it's 1:21 on this beautiful Thursday, about to be 1:22, people. It's gonna change right now. It's 1:22 now. On a Thursday for the book. It is July 6th, and it's very sunny outside. There's a car honking. It's a little too sunny, I'd say. It is really a scorcher, let me tell you. And that is just some of the weather today, I'd say. It was raining the past couple days, especially in the Medford-Somerville area. But I think just a lot of the areas around the world, probably. And it's probably also sunny and just all the different temperatures. But an exciting part was it's now sunny today, and hopefully you're having a great July 6th. Just had July 4th. Maybe you saw some fireworks. Maybe you watched a fun show. Maybe you ate some good food. Hopefully you're just eating good food every day, I'd say. And hopefully you're just having a great July 6th, I'd say. We are going to keep the good July 6th vibes rolling with our next songs. The, how should I introduce? I guess we're going to say, well, now I don't even know. I'm trying to just picture the song in my head and if it will go perfectly with this lead-in. There may be three songs in this block. It's a little unclear. Because there's just a lot of songs that fit with this title, and it was highly requested last week during our sky theme to do Blue Skies, and then I found Ella Fitzgerald. I think she's doing it perhaps a little slow, it's unclear. But then there's another Blue Skies version that is a different song, but has the same title, and I think there's just even maybe another version we'll play, so get ready for that. A lot of sky theme today. And then we're going to keep rocking out with another request. But until then, we're going back to Ella Fitzgerald for a request from last week. We're playing this week. It's going to be Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies, do I see? Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
It is Blue Sky, the Allman Brothers. And as we just continue on, it's 1:33. Oh my gosh, I've just remembered. We've heard from a local expert that the New Jersey weather is just 91 degrees, which wanted me to look up in what? I lost the word, which then prompted me to want to look up what it was here. And it is 92 degrees here, but the weather app says it feels like 101. And I don't even know how that happens. I guess just the humidity is really getting all of us on this crazy scorcher of a day. So whether you're in New Jersey, one of my biggest listening bases, or Medford, Somerville, or wherever you are in this world, just stay cool, stay rockin', stay jazzy, stay like Ella Fitzgerald was saying in that first song, when then Tom Jones sang, "Hey, is this too fast for you?" And she said, "For rockin' or singin'?" And she's actually just, they're both rocking in rocking chairs. But you don't even need to know that part. That's just a spectacular quote from Ella Fitzgerald. So it's one of the new life mottos. And then she just says, "We'll see." And then she rocks it. So that is just some of the energy that's coming in for you on this beautiful day. And it's good that we started the hour with that energy, because it's going to continue. It's 1:34. We've reached the bottom of the hour. And that means the songs will continue, that we have 26 more minutes to rock at. And that includes continuing with our Blue Sky theme, until then we switch on over to some more fun songs. But first, it's gonna be one, probably Bobby, if you're listening. Bobby, probably like this. At you, Bobby. Probably Lily, too. Lily, if you're listening, at you, Lily. And it's just a rocking one. Probably you'll get your dancing pants on and get jazzy and get a little, probably dancing all around. And it fits perfectly with our Blue Skies theme. It's just adding one word. Maybe I'll guess it. The Electric Light Orchestra. They're coming at us with Mr. Blue Sky. Mr. Blue Sky by the Electric Light Orchestra. Oh, I forgot. I didn't play another song. Well, that's okay. Because we're now drastically shifting gears. Well, not that drastically, actually. But just, you're not going to find Sky in the next name of the song. So that's a surprise. Surprise, surprise. It's on your doorstep. Because it's 1:41. And we heard from another local expert that in Rochester, New York, it's also 91 degrees. Ah, never mind. 92 degrees. And feels like 96 degrees. So it's good that we have these local experts. Because now we can just really get a feel for what it's like along the northeast coast. None of us are actually on the coast. So in the inland part of the northeast. So very exciting. I know that's what you tuned in for. And that's why we are going to keep the rockin' coming. We are moments away from our PSA. So get excited for that. But first, we're going to play some more rockin' tunes, including, well, I don't know. Okay, I'll just jump right to the chase. On an exciting thing that's happening today to me, and just if you're in Somerville, Medford, there's still tickets left, so you should probably join me. I mean, not me particularly, but join the whole audience of Elvis Costello and the Imposters are coming to town at MGM, just a rockin' little venue, one of my favorite new venues in Boston, because I think I'm getting the numbers wrong every time, but they say that I'm pretty sure that no one in the audience is farther than 110 feet from the center of the stage. Can that be possible? I don't really know. 110 feet kind of sounds smaller than the first time I said this fact. But it's certainly a small number of feet to be away from a rockin' peep. So it's where I saw Styx and it was really fun. And that might have been the only place. But John Oliver is coming in August. So there's just a lot of fun peeps coming left and right over at MGM. So I highly recommend. It's just near Fenway. So there's lots of good spots to eat. Lots of good spots to catch a baseball game. If that's what you want to do instead of going to a concert. And there's a donut place that's open late at night. A couple of weeks ago, my friend and I got a late night apple fritter. Well, I got an apple fritter. She got a different donut. Boston cream, I think. And my apple fritter was spectacular. So, highly recommend that late night donut shop if you happen to be in Medford and Somerville or the surrounding Boston area. And then go to MGM at Fenway. And then feel like a donut. So, very particular series of events would have to get you to the apple fritter, but you just have to be listening to the show to listen to Elvis Costello, who's going to be on right now, which was a request from Mom. Hi, Mom. Hope you're rocking it. Who requested this particular song, and maybe we'll hear another Elvis Costello. It's a little up in the air because we also need to hear a song that Lily reminded me of. So shout out to Lily. Hi, Lily. Hope you're rocking it. And just, I was scrolling through the music and saw this song and then laughed out loud because I remember laughing out loud when Lily mentioned it just long time ago. It wasn't that long ago. But you don't need to know the details. You just need to get on the listening to the rockin' music train. So here we go. We're going out of the station and starting with Elvis Costello. Join me and the whole audience tonight at MGM if you want to hear Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Or I'll report back. Oh my gosh. This has been too long of a break, but it really does bring me to that I'm just not going to be here next week. And just a lot of weeks after. Maybe a couple. We don't really know. It's up in the air. But I'm not going to be here for a couple more Thursdays. This is the last Thursday for a little bit. But then I'll be back. It's very exciting to be back. But I don't even know if it'll be the same time. I'll keep you updated. But probably tune in on Thursdays at 1 in a couple weeks. And probably I'll be there. Or check on WMFO.org. And you can see what a wonderful world is. But that is just an exciting fact of the world. So this is the last radio show for a little bit, and that means we have to rock to the highest extent. So that's where we're going to launch into it, Elvis Costello, with a great Pump It Up song, because it's Pump It Up.
Let's dance.
It is Donna Summer with Last Dance. Oh my gosh, what a fun one. And that one's going out to Lily. Really just making you laugh out loud. And hopefully you enjoyed it. It's a very wiggly song, people. It's crazy how just wiggly it is. So hopefully you were just dancing all around, having a great time. And then right before that, we heard Pump It Up, Elvis Costello. He's coming just to Boston right today. So very exciting stuff. And really, that was just an exciting break. Or the music. An exciting, I don't know what you'd call it. Just two songs in a row. So that is almost going to take us to the end of our show. But we still have a PSA. And we still have, oh my gosh, okay, I got it queued up. One more song. Well, two more songs. But first, as you know, if you're a longtime listener, or you're about to know if you've only listened for the past 1 minute, this is a exciting, no ad station ever. It's freeform. It's college funded. I don't know. It's public funded. It's not where any ads are ever going to be, ever. Instead, just one time an hour, there's a PSA. And this hour, just to celebrate the day, and because I'm not going to be able to say the PSA for a long time that you'll hear, I guess I can just say it to myself, but not on the radio waves, we just got to do one of my favorites. It's the dried fruit PSA. Here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is gonna be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, we're playing the last song of the day. I'll come on in. Hopefully we won't have to cut good old George off. But did you know on Netflix there's a new Wham! Documentary? It's another request flying on in. Also, to just plug this exciting documentary, I've heard there's been some Wham! Parties all around the nation, probably. And this exciting requester recently went to one, and it was probably the time of their lives. So that's what I'm hearing from in between the lines of the request. And probably if you just like Wham! At all, or George Michael, or music, which probably if you listen to radio, you like some music, you should go check out this Wham! Documentary, or just a good music documentary. There's lots of good ones out there. So that's our documentary plug for the week. Of course, we always do documentary plugs, so as you know. And that means we're going to play not even a Wham! Song, but it's George Michael. There's just not enough time. The time's running out. So we're just playing a good rockin' out party one. It's going to be George Michael's Faith. Oh my god, this is not going well at all. I just, instead of playing the Faith, I played the whole album, and then I just kept hitting it, and then we heard, like, the beginning of five George Michael songs. So, we're just gonna redo that. If you want to hear Faith by George Michael, the pop album of 1987, you should go hear all of it. But first, we're just playing the title song. It's gonna be Faith.
Because I gotta have faith.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was Faith, George Michael, famously for being him and for being in Wham, which is also famous for being classic rock, rocking out, and being